So the actions and choices of art students or candidates testify to a posture more or less anchored in the reality of the artistic field, more or less conscious of the rules of the game to be followed. These choices and strategies of candidates let appear times of ruptures and or continuity. From the most linear background and trajectory already depicted by Philippe, further background, familiar of the artistic field, people having followed a general education as well as an artistic formation at school or out of school, to the most broken, people from a popular environment, non-familiar of the artistic field, having followed a professional education, several reorientation, and so on. The biographical approach of the candidates lets foresee, of course, a portrait much more moderate, of the typical student in arts than the statement drawn up by the quantitative approach. These times of rupture or continuity constitute the specificity and the wheels of the trajectory of each one. In addition, they crystallize the mechanism of exclusion and inclusion. It is in these exact moments of rupture or continuity that one sees how the selection process of the school advantage or disadvantage certain trajectories, certain postures. So our study brings us to question the way candidates or students acquire artistic, aesthetic, and theoretical knowledge, but also art knowledge, according to opposite positions, the self-educated one, so in French, autodidact, and the higher one, héritier. These different trajectories define first the capacity to analyze the implicit and explicit rules of the game, which govern the art school and or the arts world in general. But they also define the success or the failure during the admission process. So the first posture of self-education, if the term of self-education only appears in an anecdotic way in the discourses of schools, it is interesting to stress that it is often present in the discourses of candidates and also teachers in our interviews. It might represent an ideal of the self-made artist, a break on success, or a model of exception. The self-educated trajectory is a plural model and not as limited as it is defined by theoretical literature. There are an interesting rupture between the discourse of the schools, which makes the self-education an exception, and the discourse of the candidates, which presents several forms of self-education. So there is three different forms, and I put you some quotation of interviews. So it's more often in French. I didn't have time to translate them. So maybe if you have questions after, we can translate. Or so the first form of the self-education is the need for providing an important work by and for oneself in a general way or in order to prepare the admission at the high school. The second one is the search of results to be formed when a preliminary artistic course is not followed. And the third is a proposal for an artistic approach not impressed by references, or at least not references thought like dominant. The discourses on self-education are also influenced by expectations of candidates and students about curricula and about schools themselves. That also contributes to the production of various forms of self-education, more or less idealized by the institutions. So the second important posture or figure is the one of the heritage. The heritage is here held in a double temporality, at the same time diachronic and synchronic, so the artistic background, but also the capacity to enter or to build a network. If the art students are mainly higher regarding their socio-economic profile, as Philippe has already depicted, it is important to notice that this heritage is not always an asset. The most important element in the selection remains the value granted by the institution to this filiation according to its own network and its own identity. The influence of the heritage and or the self-education in the trajectory of the candidates is above all related to the representations traditionally carried by the artistic disciplines. To assert a self-education, a self-educated identity, that it is of a reality or a built identity, so we will see after what I mean by built identity of a self-educated artist, is, for example, a mean of developing the artistic vocation, which lies on a kind of sacrifice, and which is also really important into the entrepreneurial model of artists. The more academic representation of art and the artistic formation, like those carried by classical music, are more inclined to defend the trajectory of heritage, so with an opposition between design, visual art, and classical music in the observation we made. So using the self-education position can also be a strategy to enter the field and so be part of the higher identity. For example, the candidates in master degree can be considered as higher since they have evolved for at least 3 years within art school. The strength of the school identity is really important in the standardization of the discourses of the students. This institutional mechanism has a direct influence on students' discourse, which often relies on elements of the self-educated identity. The candidates are able to identify or to use what appears to them as the most representative of the ideal of the artistic singularity, as well as the standards of the institution that they know. Another important part of the candidate trajectory is the way they are facing the failure. Perseverance and confrontation with the failure might participate to a positive context for the continuation of an artistic career, in particular by modifying the family representation of arts field, and especially in the context of self-educated profiles. The reserve of the parents, forced drag in the continuation of artistic studies, might be turned into an asset, an additional motivation to succeed. Failure is often seen by candidates already involved in the art world or with privileged background, especially in visual arts and in design, as a misunderstanding of their personality and their talent. That's what we have seen in our interviews. Finally, they do not seem to perceive, or less than the other, the institutional and social mechanisms subjacent. This kind of posture is not found in classical music in any case in our interviews. It's more specific to visual art and design. For self-educated candidates, failure could more often be transformed into a way to success. For example, especially for the field of the visual art or design, failure creates the awareness of the importance of the preparatory course, not only for the technical and artistic tools which it offers, but more for knowledge of the institutional mechanism and the aesthetic the aesthetic ethical values of the schools, like the capacity to build a speech on its artistic world, to compose a coherent portfolio, and so on. The discourses built by candidates let think that the adequacy between their representations, their expectations, and those of the schools are a central element of the success and exceed many factors or selection criteria. Beyond the very strong weight of the economic conditions, which are often described also by the candidates in the interviews, institutional knowledge and internal logics at the school, like the choice of a good year of preparatory course, or the necessity to contact teachers, especially in music, before the admission process, seem to be more relevant elements to understand the failure or the success during the admissions at the art school. It was really a very brief presentation of some aspect of the trajectory and of the candidates. And now it's Sophie will talk about the tension fields.